Hello, listeners. So for this session, I would like to start a little bit different. When I say friendship, what's that first thing comes to your mind? Okay, so the next team is special because they have been good friends for 5 years. They met each other in robotics club in SMK Tinggi St. David, Melaka. Okay, from good friends to the ace. So today we are joined by Brandon, Charen, Chen Yang with your teacher, Cikgu Cheng. Okay, listeners, join me to give them a round of applause. Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, I'm so happy to have each of you with us today. So, maybe I can start with Cikgu Cheng. So, Cikgu, if you could tell us a little bit more where you're from, okay? And I know listeners are very curious to know about your team. Can you please share a little bit more? Maybe your school, maybe your community?
Thank you, Miss Wahida. About our hometown, okay? We are from Melaka. So Melaka actually is a historical city in Malaysia. It is located in the south region of Peninsula Malaysia. And it is well known around the world for its amazing and unique history, people, food, cultures, languages, music, and fashion. I think what makes our hometown special is the fact that you can meet all kinds of people here. I would say Melaka is a melting pot of multiracial communities with wide varieties of cultures and languages. Our main language, of course, is Bahasa Melayu. However, we here do use and speak a wide variety of languages with different accent and dialects. We have Malays, we have Chinese, we have Indians, we have Peranakan, Baba and Nyonya, and we have Sikh, we have descendants of Portuguese, whom we call Serani now, and of course, minor ethnic groups from east of Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak. We have friends from Iban, Kadazan, Bidayu, Murut and Bajau also. If you were to ask me the state or the negeri that I wish to or would choose to live in or stay at the moment, I would say and recommend Melaka. In my opinion, okay, Melaka is a calm and peaceful but yet a small state. I like Melaka because Melaka is not a big state. You can travel and go to any place you wish to at any time you wish, as these places or spot in Melaka are all within an hour journey from the center of Melaka City. Even the furthest town up and down at the border of Melaka in our neighbors, Negeri Sembilan and Johor State, I mean the Tampin or Muar Town, they are all just less than 1 hour journey from Melaka. The other advantages of living in Melaka are the high employment prospect that we have here in Melaka State. And the other one is the wide range of leisure activities that you can do, such as the cultural and social activities that you can do it here in recreational parks, rivers, and seaside. In fact, here we have a number of beautiful recreational parks, rivers, and seaside in Melaka. Please do come to visit Melaka. Okay, let me introduce our school next. Our school, SMK Tinggi St. David, or St. David High School, is a secondary school located in the heart of the historical city, Melaka. The uniqueness of the building, which was built in the past 100 years ago, makes St. David High School, SMK Tinggi St. David, one of the oldest schools in Melaka. Although SMK Tinggi St. David is one of the oldest schools, but it does not separate us from the field of science and technologies. The students here, I would say, are so keen, passionate, and enthusiastic in joining and taking part in various extracurricular activities and competition. Since 2007, we have been participating in various robotics activities and competition. And I'm proud to say St. David High School, SMK Tinggi St. David, often give great rivals to the opponent teams from other schools in other states, in state level or even national level or even also in international levels competition. We have also created history ever since then by winning and bringing back various victories and titles. As for our neighborhood that we are studying now at the moment, Jalan Chang Kun Sing, let me brief you a bit about Jalan Chang Kun Sing. Jalan Cheam Kuan Seng is one of the busiest streets in Malacca City. That's the reason why okay, we have chosen it for our case study here today in this competition. It's located in the heart of the city and it is used by thousands of people and users every day. It's surrounded by luxurious hotels, fancy restaurants, and world-class shopping center or malls, such as Emperor Heritage Hotel, Athens Square, Alto Sky Lounge, Chatter Restaurant, Makata Parade, and Dataran Palawan. During the peak hours, you can see that the road is really, really congested with all modes of transport such as motorcycles, cars, lorries, buses, vans, so on. That's all that I would like to share with you today about hometown Malacca school, St. David High School, SMK Tinggi St. David, and the last but not least, our neighborhood, Jalan Cheam Kuan Seng. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cikgu Cheng. I love the fact you have set the stage. So how important it is actually, right? Environmental cannot be taken away from the whole ecosystem. Cikgu Cheng has explained, I think, introduced Malacca from cultural, from historical point of view. But Toyota Eco Youth is not something alien, I would say, to that Malacca ecosystem, right? Because environment coexists with the other aspects of Malacca in this case. So Brandon, I'm very interested to know, right? Cikgu Cheng has done a great explanation about the location, about your area. So is there any particular moment, right, or observation, Brandon, that trigger you and your team to start your mission? Is there any particular moment that hit you like, okay, we need to take this challenge to reimagine mobility? Can you please share with us, Brandon?
Okay, thank you, Pan Marida. One day, my parents and I went to one of the restaurants at Jalan Cheam Kuan Seng to have dinner. During peak hours, which is 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., commonly known as the time when jobs end for the day, the whole world will be congested with vehicles. While stuck in the traffic, I witnessed a lot of white smoke have been released out into the atmosphere. They are very hazardous to humans, so I did a research on what the smoke might be, and finally got an answer that it was carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a poisonous, colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. Although it has no detectable odor, carbon monoxide is often mixed with other gases that do have an odor. So you can inhale carbon monoxide right along with gases that you can smell and not even know that carbon monoxide is present. Carbon monoxide is a common industrial hazard resulting from the incomplete burning of material containing carbon, such as natural gas, gasoline, kerosene, oil, propane, coal, or wood. Forges, blast furnaces, and coke ovens produce carbon monoxide. But one of the most common sources of exposure is a workplace, is the internal combustion engine. I also found out people can die breathing too much of carbon monoxide and send side effects like dull headache, weakness, dizziness, nausea or vomiting, shortness of breath, confusion, blurred vision, and loss of consciousness. So if vehicles being used every day, I predicted that the air we breathe now will be toxic in the future. Since that day, I had in mind to try to reduce carbon monoxide any way possible. This is why I recruited a team of three and used a golden opportunity given to us by Toyota Eco Youth. Thank you.
Wow, that's awesome. Most of us, at least for me, when eating, right, I just focus on my food. But Brandon, I mean, that's something to learn, right? Always observing our surrounding and have that care for environment. Thank you, Brandon. So I would like to hear from Charan, right? Now you have been recruited, I think first and foremost because you guys are best friends. I don't know, that's my assumption. And second thing, I believe you share the common goal, common interest. Okay, Charan, maybe right, briefly can tease a little bit intro about your project with listeners that your first time listening about your project.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Wahida. First of all, I'll go through our team's vision. A powerful vision is inspiring. It has a clear motivational effect on every team member in our team. It creates energy and enthusiasm, increasing commitment and fostering change. Our vision in this Toyota Eco Youth competition is to create a better and sustainable future. We have been observing for a very long time that the new generation of this 21st century is too irresponsible towards the environment. They don't even bother to clean up their mess. So we were very anxious about how well will they protect the environment for the future. So that is why we volunteered to join this Toyota Eco Youth competition, so that we can make a change and also to be a role model for the coming younger generations. Now, as our conclusion on our understanding about the unclean environment, we decided to make a change by creating a project called Parcel Delivery Vehicle, or simply known as PDV. So basically, a postman needs to let the PDV scan a parcel's barcode and put the parcel in a container. The PDV will then follow its path to houses and check whether its command matches with the parcel's address. If it matches, the PDV will stop at the specific house and wait for the owner to come out. After all parcels have been delivered, it will go back to the warehouse to collect the next batch of parcels. So this is how our product works.
Wow. A lot of us can resonate, right? Because after the pandemic has caused the delivery boom. So I think listeners might listen attentively. I think they are very curious about your project. Okay, Charen, I like the fact, the idea of trying to reimagine ways, okay, to transport things in this case, right? It will change the way we do transaction, the way the parcels being delivered. Very interesting. I would like to ask you, okay, are there any moments you're still on the way, right, accomplishing this big mission, right? And I love the confidence in your team. You said, right, how irresponsible the generation right now, right? That's so confident. I like that. But do you face any challenges while on this journey? Despite you being good friends, I know, right, three of you, I'm not sure how's the teamwork affected. I mean, I can tell you can work well together. You know each other for 5 years. But are there any moments or maybe incidents you can share with us that test your team's ability, you can share with us?
In fact, there were quite a few problems we faced. Actually, they were faced during MCO was extended. First of all, one of the challenges our team faces when the MCO was extended was communication. This is because before MCO, we had the eligibility to meet together physically. But during this crisis, we faced many difficulties in communicating as we could only use Google Meet to conduct our discussions. This causes our productivity to decrease because we spend more time to fix our technical problems, such as slow internet connection, trouble presenting as their computer is outdated and has a slow performance, and has a sound problem while presenting. We also could not complete our prototype in the estimated time since we could not meet together. This is our true experience in this competition. We were trembling and terrified as we saw the other team's progress, which was so much faster than ours. Some of the teams had even finished their prototype, but we were still finding for our sponsors and identifying our faults. We were seriously stressed out. It can be said that life can never be carried out and truly live to its fullest unless there has been some sort of suffering and pain. We thought that this was our suffering, watching our prototype fail many times, even though we have tried our very best to fix the problem. We kept saying to each other that we were definite goners and had gone down in the flames. Our teacher advisor though, Mr. Ching, kept giving us motivations by buying us drinks and gave us tons of advices when we were feeling down, which made the situation less tense. One thing we had really learned from one of his motivations was that mistakes are to be learned from, and a hard past can only result in a stronger present. After we had realized that, it was like a power emerges among us that boosted our energy, creativity, and productivity. We had given our everything in this competition and will not go home barehanded. We had to do our best. We really wanted to win. So all of us sat down that day and discussed what was the cause for our project to fail and fail. After countless hours of analyzing, we finally identified the fault, which was the lacking of the voltage from our main power source. As our solution or our plan of countermeasure that we have learned from this competition, we bought a larger and more powerful battery, which finally stopped the problem and made our hearts felt at ease. This was the experience that we had faced because of the extension of MCO.
Charen, I'm so impressed to hear how you and your team risen up from this big challenge? And we can imagine, listeners, a bit of context, right? Each of Asian M team has their own Instagram. You know, right? Social media has that tendency to, in a way, to make us believe what we portray. I think Sharon can relate. But I want to reassure you, even though maybe your post, for example, right, might be less than other teams, right, doesn't make you progress any slower than them. Okay, Sharon and the team, okay, I want you to believe in yourself. You're doing great. You're moving forward each day. Okay, good job for that. Yay, okay. Thank you, Sharon, for being very honest, right? I'm very intrigued with the point, Yang. You had that honest conversation. So, Sheng Yang, if you don't mind, right, before I ask you your question, right, I would like to know, how did you feel back then during that conversation that Sharon mentioned when you had that, you know, when you discussed, okay, what went wrong, okay? Do you still remember your feelings?
I felt very anxious about it because we thought we are not going to do it, but we keep on working hard and until we found the problems.
I love it. Sheng Yang, that's true, right? Sometimes we have to sit in with the anxiousness, right? Meaning, right, we're not running away. We're trying to internalize and analyze why we're feeling certain way. That's a very good point, Sheng Yang. Okay. So I would like to know, right, despite everything, right, and you have sit together discussing what's next, what are other things that you feel helping your team to move forward, Sheng Yang?
Our team managed to move forward to the challenge because of the multiple assistants. One of the most important resources is our teachers and advisors. They provide us an immense amount of support during our hardships and also arrange facilities such as computers, Wi-Fi, a projector, and so on in order to help us accomplish our challenge smoothly. Also, besides that, Jabatan Alam Sekitar also plays an important role. They provide us with the carbon monoxide reading, which is very essential for our project. Last but not least, Jabatan Pendidikan Negeri Melaka also contributes greatly to our team. They provide us tons of ideas that are substantial to our team and corrected our mistakes. Our team also has a good camera system and video editing software. This good camera system enables us to have a good resolution, which is up to the mark. Our video editing software is also exceptional, as its functionalities are a handful and surprisingly quite easy to use. Furthermore, our houses are also quite near to our school. This accessibility helped us tremendously after the loosening of MCO, because we didn't have to travel far to meet up. And this can probably save our time and fuel costs when traveling to the school. In addition, our parents are one of the greatest contributions. They dedicate a fair amount of their time to bring us and fetch us to and from school. Lastly, they also give us confidence and support, which are key to our success. Thank you.
Oh my, I feel all good feelings inside. I need to tell you, I'm tearing up a bit because I think you raise a very beautiful point about relationship. Okay, when we talk about resources or assets, as they call it, right? Actually, people help people. So Sheng Yang and team, thank you so much for highlighting that profound reminder to all listeners. Okay, parents, teachers, advisors, and our friends, right? Support system. Very important in helping us to become better version. Okay, if you don't mind, right, I know you've been good friends since 5 years ago. If you don't mind, before we conclude the session a bit more, right, I would like to ask this. After 5 years, right, then you go on this journey, TEY journey. What is one new thing you learn about your friend? Okay, let me ask maybe, Charan first, what's one new thing you learn about Brandon? Just one thing.
Okay, so Brandon, in my experience, if I say one time, he won't get it. I must say it multiple times, like 3 or 4 times, then only he will understand it. Not understand, when I'm asking, he will present. So we all will discuss our ideas and type in the word. When we say the first time, Brandon will have difficulties understanding what I say. And then I have to shout in the mic 3 times, then he will understand.
Okay, that means maybe if I can describe it, meaning Brandon needs reassurance. Perhaps that's one new thing you learn, Sharon, maybe. Okay, Brandon, what's one thing you learned about Shenyang while going through this journey, TY journey?
Shenyang is very active, like full of ideas. Like last time I thought like he's like just a normal guy. Then like after this competition, then I found out that like Shenyang is full of ideas. Like every day, like actively like gave ideas, like especially when we doing script. Then like he gave us a lot of ideas.
Wow, that's awesome, right? So we're so happy as organizer to discover that side of Shenyang. And last but not least, Shenyang, what is one cool thing, new thing you learn about Charen?
He always make jokes when like discussing. So that make us like happy lah sometimes. Like while we are stressing, then he suddenly make some funny jokes. Then we like just laugh lah.
Yeah, that's important, right? It can be how stressful. You guys already 4 months, right? In TY, it's intense. It's not easy. So good to know that you have a funny friend to light up the situation, you know? Okay, to wrap up, right? We can talk. I'm so inspired spending time with you. Maybe, Brandon, how can we support you as you go on this important mission, in this journey? How listeners out there can support you and your team, Brandon?
To all my dear listeners, I hope you all can support us by following our Instagram account, that is TEY_agent_M_SMK_STSD. Listeners can type our Instagram account name at Google to find us, or can search our Instagram account name in the search column on Instagram. Or if you all still can't listen to the account name, you all can visit the Twitter GoYo website. And can see on top of our photos, there's our Instagram account name there. So when listening, I'm sure that you all can get tons of new information about air pollution, carbon monoxide, and more environmental problems. Then if you guys don't mind, please follow and leave a like for our post too. Listeners can join our visual campaigns, competitions, courses, or any activities online if you are interested. The details will post in the Instagram account soon. Thank you so much for your interest and attention and support. See you next time.
Don't worry, listeners. All the links, you can find them in description. Okay, that's all time we have. And I wish you all the best. And I hope as you aspire, your friendship will stay forever from a group of friends that enjoy, that are enthusiastic about robots, to making real impact to the world. Awesome. Okay, that's a lot for us to learn about your friendship. Okay, Brandon, Shenyang, Charen and Cikgu Cheng, thank you so much for spending time with us. And listeners, choose your friends, choose the impact you would like to make. With that, thank you. Bye.